Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Jim Rogers will be here. He's working on plans to save University Medical Center in Las Vegas. It's a big challenge. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mary Lau, Scott Bensing, and Scott Craigie. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
When you are wrongfully injured through no fault of your own, life can be tough.
Oasis Legal Finance is the number one choice to provide clients the money they need for bills and living expenses long before their case may settle. Call Oasis now. If you're approved, you could have a check in as little as 24 hours. The phone call is free. The application is free. And there's no obligation to repay if you lose your case. Call Oasis now.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Jim Rogers. He's the president of Sunbelt Broadcasting, upon which this program airs. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
I'm always glad to be here.
Wanted to talk to you about University Medical Center,
right,
which Rory Reed and the county asked you to take a look at in terms of converting it from being a county hospital, where the county is responsible for huge losses every year, to being either a private hospital or a private public hospital. As you have looked at this situation, how big is the problem?
Well, it is absolutely huge and monumental. I mean, this is a medical center that actually provides very good medicine in an awful lot of ways and to an awful lot of people. But you remember, Sam, that it has to take all indigents in. So if you look at their losses, which they say are $100 to $140 million a year, and then you look at the amount of indigent care that they have to give, they about wash each other out. And I don't know whether you can develop a system that is so efficient that it can overcome that tremendous burden of the indigents, and that's something we're always going to have to do. But there are an awful lot of other problems there. My biggest problem, I think, and that is that I don't think anything that is this complicated should be run by a bunch of politicians. And I know I've offended the county commissioners in Las Vegas by saying you are not qualified by either education, training, or experience to even begin to understand the problems at UMC. And if you don't understand the problems, you can't solve them. So one of the first things I have done with them is I have suggested that they appoint a board, sub-board to them, where they would still overlook it. In other words, once every 6 months, the board would report to them and say, these are the things that we're doing. But it would be a board of real experts, doctors, people that have been in administrators at other places, or maybe even administrators around Las Vegas, to take a look at this and to develop a policy that really works. The politics at UMC are unbelievable. They're just absolutely unbelievable. So you never know whether somebody gets hired because they're somebody's friend or relative or something of that sort. And that's something that probably doesn't happen very often, but it happens just often enough to taint the whole thing. So it creates an environment of political fear where people are afraid to do things because they think that there may be some
pushback.
Pushback. And that's terrible. So I have said to them in this, and I'll send you the memos I've written, that until they decide, that is the county commission, decides to put a true governance system into effect where the place is run by medical experts, the place has no ability to ever succeed.
Over the last couple of years, there's been a new head of the hospital, Kathy Silver. How do you think she's performing, and how does she feel about the transition that's taking place?
Well, I think you'd have to ask her about how she feels, but I have found her to be very competent. I've got this working group of about eight people, four people from the higher education system, four people from the hospital itself, and then one person from the Cancer Institute, so there are nine of us that work on it, and we talk back and forth. I've always been a great supporter of Kathy Silver. In fact, when she was going to get the job, I think after Lacey left, I called the commissioners and said, my feeling is, and from the information I've got, that she's very competent. Now, she works with me on this, and she's been very open and very productive and very suggestive of really good solutions. So, but we're right at the beginning of that. And then remember that we're going to try to bring the health science system of the Nevada System of Higher Education into a joint venture. So you've got a medical school that's 40 years behind its time, and it really is. You've got a medical school that, for all intents and purposes, just would not expand in southern Nevada. I think they're ready to do that now. I think they're very willing. I think that Milt Glick's leadership is going to help an awful lot on that. They're going to have a new dean who I hope lives in Las Vegas, because I think that's critical to developing the joint venture between the medical school, the nursing schools, and UMC. This is a huge project, but it may take 5 years to do it.
Jim Miller came down to speak to you guys. He's the head of Renown, which started out life as the county hospital in Washoe County. And back in 85, they successfully transitioned from being a county hospital that had fiscal problems to being a thriving nonprofit. What was he able to share with you about the experiences in northern Nevada that could benefit southern Nevada?
Well, I have not discussed the matter with him, and I will. But the problems in northern Nevada are a little different. My understanding is that the indigent care, the burden in northern Nevada, is a small percentage of what it is in southern Nevada. So you've got different financial problems that will require different financial resolutions. I will talk with him, but I think we're way ahead, or we're not to that point yet, because my position is, and it may be wrong, and that is that until the county commission in Clark County decides that they're going to let experts run it, the problems are never going to get solved. They push them over here, they push them over here, they hide them here, they do this, that, and the other. But when you boil it all down, you know, they may improve the color of the toilet paper that they buy, but that's what they do. And then given time, what you have is no resolution, no improvement at all. So they need somebody to run the place. And I feel, quite frankly, that the present administration is being thwarted a lot because of the county commission's interference. Okay. Not by all of them, but some of them.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Jim Rogers when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes. But listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Rogers. We're talking about University Medical Center, which is the county hospital in Las Vegas, been just losing money like crazy, and now you've been tasked with trying to fix this problem. And I want to go back to one of the things you were talking about, the indigent care. Do the other hospitals, the for-profits and nonprofits in the Valley, also accept indigent care, or do they send them all over to UMC?
Well, they have to accept the care. But it's my understanding, and believe me, I have not checked this out exactly, and that is that the other hospitals will accept an indigent patient initially, but then as soon as the initial treatment is sent or done, they send them over to UMC. So the great bulk is really at UMC.
One of the things that the Las Vegas Review-Journal has complained about in editorials is the amount of money being spent on illegal aliens getting treatment at UMC. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's a moral issue, I think. I don't think it's, people make a legal issue out of it. It's a moral issue. I'm very much in favor of helping people. I don't care, frankly, where they're from. And if they're there and they need the care, you're not going to say, give me your citizenship papers, and if you don't have them, get out. We can't function that way. This country's never functioned that way. And after all, at some point, all of our relatives at some point were immigrants, not illegal immigrants. So I have a real problem with that.
Okay, let's move on to potential partnerships. Now, obviously, you brought up the university system as one. A lot of people who have heard the name Cleveland Clinic, especially in tandem with the Lou Ruvo Alzheimer's organization, but they don't really understand what a big deal it is to have the Cleveland Clinic in Las Vegas and potentially what they could do as far as coordinating operations with UMC.
Well, let me give you a little history here because I have a little bias. I have a cousin.
I've heard about this.
I have a cousin who's a cardiologist, anesthesiologist at Cleveland Clinic. They're my heart doctors. And I've been there a couple of times for examinations, et cetera, and I know Toby Cosgrove, who's the president, relatively well. They are the outstanding, maybe the outstanding heart institute in the whole world. They have 40,000 employees. They have a budget of $7 billion a year. They are the largest employer in the state of Ohio, and they make one hell of an impact in Ohio.
And they make money.
And they make money. That's right. What their future is going to be in Las Vegas, I don't really know. I will tell you that I'm having a meeting very soon. It may have come actually before you broadcast this segment with Toby Cosgrove in Las Vegas to talk about it. I sent him my memos about where I wanted to go because I didn't want a call from the Cleveland Clinic or frankly from any other group that says, my God, if you had called us, we would have told you not to do this or that. So I've tried to be very open. We've dealt with the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. That was, what, 2 or 3 years ago? So we're open to everybody at this point. Cleveland can have one hell of an impact. And somebody like them can, you see, Sam, we're 20 to 30 years behind everything everywhere. And if everybody stopped, we couldn't catch them in 30 years. But you have to understand that while we're running 80 miles an hour, they're running 120. So every year that goes by, you get further and further behind. I would hope that Cleveland Clinic or somebody like them will continue to move into Las Vegas. The demands are tremendous. Medical care in Las Vegas is very good. I don't want to indicate that it's not. But what the bulk of what a Cleveland Clinic can do is so astounding. With their expertise, with their finances, with their ability to solve problems that we'd just be starting to solve that they've already solved. So I'm going to encourage them to participate. I'm going to encourage everybody to participate.
And they would bring in a teaching hospital, essentially.
Well, you know, I don't know. The problem that I've got, that I understand, and it's in one of my memos, and that is that the teaching professors from UMC or from the health science system really have gotten so little support at UMC that rather than teaching, they end up seeing patients more and more. So it's a hospital that has teachers. It is not a teaching hospital. And so you need to get the balance changed appreciably. And it's got to change fairly rapidly because the hospital itself continues to grow. And if you're going to grow the medical school and the nursing schools and all of those, you've got to have tremendous growth, but it's got to be relatively fast. And that's a tough task.
What about the ideas of giving the Cleveland Clinic land to be able to build their own facility, giving them the monies that the county is currently losing on UMC for a certain number of years, and then being able to sell off the current buildings of UMC and potentially getting your money back? Is that a good idea?
I thought about it, but that's one of those ideas that, you know, may on the surface seem, wow, why shouldn't we do that? That sounds so damn good. But you'd have to take a good look at that. I think that might be a solution. Maybe it's one of the best solutions. There's not going to be a solution out there, Sam, that's perfect. There just can't be, because you have two imperfect groups that you're putting together. And one and one is not going to equal 10 unless you make some major, major changes.
Are you prepared to commit to this, to the 5 years you say it'll take to do it?
Nobody's ever asked me to do that. You know, Rory only asked me to take a look at it and see where it could begin. But, you know, I'm 72, I think. I'll be 72 pretty quick. And I don't like not working. I mean, I just like a job. And if they wanted me to do it, I'll do whatever they ask. You know, it's my community. I've lived there 60 years.
I will look forward to having more conversations with you about this as things develop. Thank you so much for doing this, as always.
Glad to do it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Ooh, I didn't know you were doing it.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
On the next Face-to-Face, the day of reckoning has come to the city of Las Vegas. Mayor Oscar Goodman wants wage concessions from firefighters and others. We'll have the latest plus the day's political headlines on the next Face-to-Face.
60.
30.
75.
65.
It's not just a number. It's a revolution.
I'm a 30.
I'm a 25.
Your sleep number.
My sleep number is 50.
I'm a 90.
Because even though 9 out of 10 couples demand different degrees of firmness, only one bed delivers that. The sleep number bed.
My sleep number is 35.
And I'm a 60.
After we found our sleep numbers, it brought us back together again in the same bed.
It calibrates the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side.
Now that we have the bed, we have one less thing to argue about. Because I got my soft bed, she's got her firm.
85, 55.
My sleep number is a 35.
And mine's an 80.
But now that I'm pregnant, it's a 50.
Mine's still an 80.
The sleep number bed, a revolution in sleep. But it just could be a revolution in marriage.
I actually enjoy sleeping next to my husband now.
Find your sleep number together. And you'll only find it at a Select Comfort Sleep Number Center.
Frozen. Fresh.
What's the difference?
Don't put up with boring food. Come into Carino's and try our Chef Select menu, including our shrimp arrabbiata, starting at only $6.99. Carino's.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Scott Bensing is with us. He's the principal with SB Strategic. Mary Lau, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Scott Craigie, principal with All Risk Consulting. Welcome to all of you. Well, let's start out with, I'll start with you, Scott, with the filing situation. Rory Reid files for governor. And in that press conference that he held afterwards, he talks about wanting to have annual sessions of the legislature. Would you like to weigh in on that and your thoughts?
Well, there are ways that states do this where they have, you know, a short session and then they have what we call a regular session. And when you look at the business that's being done, I think it's worth the exploration. I think we should take a look at it and see, because there are opportunities for us to true up certain settings. Mental health, mental retardation, for example. You know, there are times when that thing just goes, you know, down the tubes, and we need to do something about it, and it's very difficult for us to do something without bringing the legislature together. So, well, maybe there's some opportunity here.
But if we go down that road, don't we then have to pay legislators more money, because the money we pay them right now for the regular session is so pitiful that if we were expecting them to do even more?
Well, it depends on what you're talking on your calculations. If it's just wages, yes, but there is per diems, there is travel, there's everything else. But I'm actually opposed to it. And I have been for a long time and still am, because if they're having to true up things that can be done in a special session, if it's a real crisis. But so far, every special session that we've had over the last few years is because they didn't do their job in the first 120 days. And we're having to go back and correct situations. They haven't made the tough decisions yet on how to cut, how to hold back. And ever since we tried to create this new government in 03, we're having to come back every time. So it's, you know, learn your job right, let's do it right, and let's not cause more expense to the state. And I know some of them do budget sessions and everything like that, but we do our budgeting in reverse too, so we need to get out of the paradigms we have now rather than just going into a continual paradigm of in session all the time.
With the term limits, the number of new legislators coming into the mix, doesn't that make it even tougher to get the job done in that that initial session?
Well, as you know, Sam, I'm a creature more of the federal process than what happens in Carson City, and I certainly wouldn't use that as an example of how things are really done well. But the problems are getting more complicated, and you talk about especially what we'll see up north with some retirements, the Randolph Townsend's, Mark Amadeus. That's a tremendous amount, not only of brain power, but ability to work the process that is now going to be delegated to staff. As a former staffer, I understand that that's a big shift. And with the kind of issues we're dealing with in this next legislative session, let's say a $3 billion hole in a $6 billion budget, I don't know that that can be done in 120 days. It certainly is going to take a lot more communication before the session starts. And whether that's a permanent, whether that's a 12-month or every year, I really don't know. I think it's probably not necessary, but there's got to be more communication.
Mary, you want to respond to that?
Well, it's what happened to all parties, what happened to all politics. I've been in it a long time. We used to take and raise people into those processes. You'd do the school board, you'd do, you know, your local, you know, even your GEDs and stuff like that. People would come in and start learning the process and working towards it. Now we have people that have never even filed before that want to start at the top and work their way down. So that's part of the reasons why we have such a brain drain, is we've never trained a team behind us either.
Your thoughts on that? Because that's a very good point.
Yeah, and actually, I agree with those thoughts. At the same time, I believe that this state is at a size and has the number of challenges that we need to make room for the legislature to be able to weigh in on some key top issues.
All right, let's change the topic to Yucca Mountain, because former Governor and Senator Bryan held a party to celebrate the death of Yucca. There are a lot of conservatives in particular who would like to see Yucca Mountain used for some kind of nuclear testing, reprocessing, etc. In an interview I just shot with Sig Rogich, who's going to be on the show next week, he was talking about, you still have the same problem. If you have nuclear waste coming through Nevada, it's going to be the big problem for tourism. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think there's a fundamental difference to having Yucca Mountain thrust upon us, fighting it each step of the way, and actually competing for what may be the next phase. If that next phase is reprocessing jobs, I think that's a debate Nevada ought to be a part of. Whether or not we decide to fight for it or make a pitch and try to combine it with education research opportunities, I think is something Nevada ought to be in the mix for. I mean, it's great news. That is a discussion that could not happen until Yucca Mountain is dead. And now that it is, we've been talking about it for 30 years, it's dead. It's really dead. Now that next stage, we still have waste. We still, many of us, support nuclear power. We're going to need it into the future. It's a good discussion to have.
Scott?
Now, I think that we need to have a more comprehensive review of that as well. I worked with I represented Arizona's main public utility, and they had their own storage area that belonged to their utility, and it worked for them. But they had to do a lot of things to make sure that the people that were in the region were all comfortable with it. They did extraordinarily. They spent a huge amount of money to build it and build it right. The question is whether or not people can actually take one of those programs and make it work.
Mary, you get the last word.
Yeah, well, there were some boogeymen in the closet when it came to Yucca Mountain, and you have the national perspective on that and perhaps know really what was going on more, but I agree with Scott and both of you. It's like, yes, now is the time to look at it, do it right, and let's not shut the door towards growth for the future. We're talking about the new jobs and what the new normal is going to be. Nuclear is going to be part of that process, and so should Nevada.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back in Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
In times like these, it's easy for politicians to point fingers, play the blame game. But when you're more interested in getting results than getting headlines, you know fixing Nevada's economy takes a lot more than that. That's why Senator Reid took on the hard work to help save 20,000 jobs at City Center and passed clean energy tax credits that will create thousands more. He reached across party lines to strengthen tourism without costing taxpayers a dime. It's all about building a strong foundation for Nevada's recovery and the good-paying jobs that come with it. Now, a bipartisan jobs bill. Immediate incentives for employers to start hiring. New tax credits to help small businesses expand. He's not just talking about our economy. He's doing what he can to help fix it. Tell Senator Reid to keep working for Nevada jobs. Get the HIRE Act to the president's desk. It's what Nevada needs to bring our economy back.
Reno Auto Sound has just opened its doors on South Virginia Street. We sell numerous high-tech audio and video products from Pioneer, JBL, Kenwood, Infiniti, JL Audio, and many others. We also offer auto alarms, DVD players, navigation systems, and window tinting for just $99 on any car. With one of the top 100 certified technicians in the country, we're ready to install your car stereo today. We can install any equipment purchased at Reno Auto Sound or elsewhere.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound. Reno Auto Sound.
Mattress Land. Hit the jackpot now at Mattress Land by Sleep Fit with savings from 40 to 60% on top brands like Sealy Posturepedic Price Rollbacks or a Contour 10 Memory Foam Queen Set, only $768. Preview the new Tempur-Pedic Cloud Supreme and get 2 years no interest. Mattress Land by Sleep Fit's new Reno store on Highway 395 at South Mena Parkway next to Winco Foods.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we need you to boost tourism in the state. How about through the arts? Kristen.